Go ahead, Chaim. Each week the singing gets better and stronger. You feel the achdus here, it's more powerful. I'm a little emotional. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. I'm out for Tishrei. That's it. I won't be seeing, other than Yosef, hopefully, up in Woodmere. Won't be seeing you guys for a full month, which is very sad. But it's amazing what we accomplished here together. This few weeks, no one would have imagined what we built together, all of you. And Baruch Hashem, each week, the yeshiva gets stronger, the learning gets stronger, the davening gets stronger, and the achdus gets stronger. And I was thinking, while we were thinking about a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan, he has Akdama to Choshen Mishpat. And Aruch HaShulchan asks the question as to why Torah is compared to a Shira. Why is Torah called a Shira? We're just saying about Torah is a Shira. And Aruch HaShulchan says that when you have one guitar, it's very nice hearing a guitar. You have one guy singing a solo, the solo is very nice. But ain't no Doma when you have multiple people singing. When you have multiple instruments playing, you have the strings, you have the piano, the drums, you have the wind, all the instruments coming together, all the people coming together, that's what makes a symphony beautiful. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, what makes Torah so beautiful is that there's so many opinions, so many people, and Elu ve'elu, divakim chaim, different people have different customs, different minhagim, and different ways of learning, and it's all under the same umbrella of the Torah. So that's the beauty of the Torah, right? So the Torah is like a song. The most beautiful thing is when everyone comes together, all the different neshamas, all the different voices, all the different personalities come together b'achdus. That's what makes a song beautiful, that's what makes Torah beautiful. And it's a great segue for the Yiddur Kaddosh that we'll learn tonight, a couple pieces here, Yom HaKippur. It's perfect that we chose the Yiddur Kaddosh to learn because he doesn't have much Yom Kippur, but when he decides to speak about Yom Kippur, is about Shemitas Kesafim this year. We'll be learning about Shemitas Kesafim tomorrow, a bit about just the basic halachas of Shemitas Kesafim and Prizbal in particular. And he quotes the Gemara in Yuma that Rabbi Omer, that Al Kol Averos Shebetorah, every single sin that exists in the Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Whether or not you do Tshuva or you don't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, a person. Mikoach Psak Dino She Rebbe, what comes out from this halacha from Rebbe, Nishava B'Shemayim Kitrig, Gadol Al Yisrael. It becomes a terrible attack against us, a taina against us. The B'chol Yom HaKippurim Toin, Asam HaMavis, the Yetzara, Hayitachin, he says to Kaddish Baruch, Hayitachin, does it make sense? Sheyasu B'nei Yisrael Avonos Kalashon. All year long we're doing terrible things. We're saying things we shouldn't be saying, we're doing things we shouldn't be doing. Yom HaZeh, Yom HaKippurim Yek Mechaper. For 364, the Jewish calendar, 53 days of the year, we're doing something wrong, and comes Yom Kippur, Mechap, everything doesn't make any sense. Amnam Hashem is Baruch, Barov Chasdo, Hashem says, with His great chesed, His care, His compassion, Milamid Aleinu Zuchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to protect us. Halo Ra, Eich Shetzadikim Hema, don't you see what the Tzadikim are doing? Shekol Kasvam Yigim, all their money, all their efforts, Shemilavin la'achirim, they lend money to other people. And kasher bosh nasa shmita, the shmita year like this year comes upon us. Nishmatim hachovos, all the loans, all the debts are cancelled, nullified, forgetting prizbal. But they're all cancelled. You can't collect after shmita. V'yapa pikein, even though they know that the shmita is going to wipe out all their chovos, they're going to lose all the money, the thousands of dollars they lent. Einam no'alin delas b'fnei halov. They don't shut the door for those who need to borrow money, Malavin Tamid, and they constantly lend money. The Chavin Shem Malavin Mishamtin Kispeim Bavur Ritzoni, and they lend money, and they lose out on the money because of me. Kein Gamani Eshmat Avonoseim B'mida Keneged Mida. I'm going to remove their sins, their Mishamet, their Chavos, I'm going to Mishamet their Chavos. And because we're willing to lend money, knowing we're going to lose the money, so then Hashem's going to be Meshamed us. It's a question how Prizbal really circumvents that, but not for now. Al-Kach Mazir Kasav Omer, the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Yirei, a long Pasuk, he says, it's a very, very verbose. It says in the Pasuk, Yishar Melecha, you should be careful, Pen Yed, Davar Im Levavcha, B'liyal, Lemur, lest you say to yourself, I'm not going to lend money. Kever Shnas HaShev, Shnas HaShmita, Shmita's coming. V'ra'i Necha, your eyes are going to be bad, B'achicha, Evyon, you have a poor friend, a poor brother. Lo, you're not going to give money because you know Shmita is going to wipe it out.
The karalach al Hashem, the arnis in a call to Hashem, it's going to be a chet for you. Don't do that. So ask the Yidar Kaddish. The whole pasuk or a lot of words seem extra. It's amusing. Of course it's pashit, the whole mitzvah is, if you do it wrong, it's going to be an aveira chet. What does a pasuk mean that hayav b'chachet? Everything you do is a chet. You mechal Shabbos, hayav b'chachet. You steal, hayav b'chachet. So why did they say hayav b'chachet here by Shemitah's Ksafim? And what's it? Karal lechel Hashem. He's calling out to Hashem. It says the Yidda Kadosh Shalom Matzinu B'Shar Mitzvahs. We don't have anywhere else such a language. Hainu Hasam HaMavis the Yitzhara and the Katrig. He's Karal lechel Hashem. He's calling out to Hashem. If we don't lend money, if we don't help our friends, we don't have achdus, so then there's the Yitzhara is going to say, Karal lechel Hashem. They're calling out to Hashem. Look at these people. They're helping each other out. But Yabba Chachin, it's going to be your aveir because of this. But since, in the end of the day, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we lend money to our friends and those who need it all the time, so therefore, if you're mishamit the chovos, I'm mishamit your chovos as well. That's the achdus. And this leads perfectly into his next shtickle he has here. It says in the Seder Avodah, Yom HaKippurim, Sos, be happy, the ora dam ha-par lesoch ha-mizrach shebo dam ha-soy. The Avodah of Yom HaKippurim talks about shechting the par, shechting the goat. You sprinkle each one separately. The ara on the parochas and the mizbeach, you mix them together, sprinkle on the mizbeach. So the piyut says, sus, you'll be happy when you mix the dama par with dama. Sorry, what's so happy about mixing the two together? Yesh lehoven sasam zematiba. What's the nature of this sasam? Says the Yerakadosh Sha'ad at up until now. Up until this point, the Kohen Gadol was involved in his own par. The par shel Aaron. He brought the cow for himself. He was dealing with his own kapar. Alright, so it was very, I don't say selfish, it was supposed to do to say the avoda, but it was very focused on himself. Now he's taking the blood of the par that was used for his own kapara. He's mixing with the blood of the sire from the goat, which is mechaper al kol ha'am. When he was doing his own kapara, he wasn't so happy. He's happy he's getting kapara, but if he's only getting kapara, nobody else is, there's no simcha in that. Now, to include himself, to put himself and klal yisrael together, like the shira hazos, like that song, that symphony, simcha yisrael. That's why he's so happy. Therefore, it says in the piyut, "Sus v'aradama paradama." He was happy because he mixed the two together. It's the achdus that brings the greatest simcha. So it's mamish exactly what Rabbi Rosenfeld was telling me this morning. The Divrei Elimelech, Rabbi Goldberg sent around the video to a few of us, and it was a clip from Rabbi Avram Shor, which I didn't get a chance to listen to, but I got the cliff notes from Rabbi Rosenfeld, and he quoted from Divrei Elimelech. So I'm not sure if this was the exact piece. But that's the basic yesod. That's in Parshas Kisetze about the Melchama. And he talks about the fight that a Jew has of the constant battle with the Melchama. And he brings a mashal that the Svarim speak about that's like a shepherd who's watching over his flock. He's concerned of wild animals and lions and wolves and whoever else is going to attack these animals. And he has to protect everything, protect himself. He always has to watch wherever he goes. And we are in this earth like a shepherd. We're watching all our flock. We're watching each other, the achdus, making sure no one attacks them, nobody attacks us. When a person is Muhammad, he's in a personal battle, a war with his own Yetzirah. But he tells us in the pasuk, Yisaytze le Muhammad, go out from your war, go out from your personal war. Stop focusing on your own personal war. You have to go from your personal war and go to the Melchama al Oyvecha, on the Oyvim, the enemies are attacking all of Klai, so all of them together. Because the point of the Melchama against the Yetzer Hara is not to make yourself a better person. That's part of it. But it's to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalem somehow. And the only way to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalem is if everybody else is doing the right thing. If I'm doing the right thing, that's great for me. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Shalem if Reuven Shimon Levi is doing the wrong things. And the only way to do that is to focus on everybody else. Bring them together. Sus v'aradam par l'soch ha-mizrach. Take the blood of the par, your own personal fight, your own personal yetzara, and mix it together with the blood of the sar, the blood of the goat, the blood of the rest of Amisa. And that's the yesod of lending money and being mishami the chovos. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I don't want anyone to have averos. I want everyone to have a full kapara. And that's the lesson of Yidda Kadosh. The only way to come together is really with this achdus of caring for somebody else, to wipe away their chovos. Want what's best for them. And I'll finish off with a Beis Avram from Slonim. The Beis Avram says in Parsha Vayakel that the gematria of mikvah is the same as Vayakel. The gematria of 151. And he says the idea is that there are three ways to be matar a person. There's three ways to be matar a Jew. There's a mikvah, there's Yisrael, and there's Hashem. When it comes to a mikvah, you put a davar tameh, a person goes in and is matar himself in the mikvah. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, what that means is mashakol es atmo im Yehudim, Yehudim rather, b'Shabbos or b'Shabbos Achim rather gam Yachim. When we sit together, we're dibuk chaverim, we sing together, we learn together, we daven together. That's what it means that Klal Yisrael is a mikvah. That's vayakel, a gathering. Vayakel is the gematria of mikvah. And then the highest level is Hashem Himself, who's metar, those who are davik to Hashem. But he focuses it on the element of Klal Yisrael being a mikvah. So just like a regular mikvah that you go to, it's only metahir if you go into the water and the water goes above your head. Kamokim, when it comes to Am Yisrael, the tara of Klal Yisrael is only if you're mashpil machniya es atmo ki neged kulam. As long as you lower yourself, you humble yourself below everybody else. It's like we go below the waterline in the mikvah, you need to go below everybody else to be part of the cloud, to be part of the achdus. And that's what we've seen so beautifully here this past month, this Rosh Chodesh Elul, that everyone's come together, we've seen everyone's kochos, everyone's strengths in different areas of, whether it's in learning, whether it's in davening, whether it's helping out in the kitchen or shopping or playing guitar or singing, or everyone has found their way to mashpil themselves in a humble way, but to make this yeshiva so successful. And this Baruch Hashem, I guess, is the conclusion of my stay here, at least. This is my Sudas Preda, I guess, that I'm going out for a few weeks now. But the nachas that all of us have, all the Rebbeim have, all the Chavri Kol, all of you have, is incredible. So give us all a bracha that this achdus that we show these past few weeks should continue to get stronger and stronger, and it serves as a mikvah, vayakel, serves as a mikvah for all of us. We should have a complete slicha, mechila, a complete kapara. Amen.